Come listen a while, and here I will relate a ditty of Simon's poor sorrowful fate. His wife was to anger most cruelly bent, that seldom poor man he could give her content. But she for her own part so loved sack, that often she tippled behind Simon's back. A bottle she got, which held 2 quarts or more, well filled with canary, hung behind the door. Then telling of Simon, it was poison strong, and said if he touched it, it would do him wrong. Therefore I'd have you be ruled by your wife. One drop is enough to cost you your life. The wife of poor Simon had a sow and pigs, besides hens and turkeys that had store of eggs. With ewes and wethers, nay, innocent lambs, who in the forest did sport with their dams. So Simon she gave the charge of them all, but see what hard fortune did to him befall. He did his endeavor to live free from strife, yet still through misfortunes he angers his wife. As by this new ditty I will make appear, if you will be pleased to lend me an ear. His losses and crosses they came on so fast, that he of his wife was weary at last. One morning she sent him to tend to the sheep, and bid him be careful he did not sleep. Some victual she gave him in his hand, that he might the better obey her command. But he fell asleep by his sheep on the plain, while 6 of the lambs by the foxes were slain. This caused distraction betwixt them for a time, till Simon begged pardon for his cruel crime. Next morning she sent him the goslings to tend, and said, on my favor, see you don't offend, but mark the misfortune that happened ere night. 5 of the best goslings were seized by a kite. Poor Simon was ne'er so dismayed in his life. He knew not what answer to make to his wife. Next morning she sent him to milk the cow, and then a disaster was done by the sow. For while he was driving the young pigs away, the sow in the dairy was swigging the whey. The cheese from the vat she did tear and haul, and throw down the cream, destroying it all. Poor Simon, he wept, and made piteous moan, la la, the sow burst her belly, and so lost her life. This was the renewal of sorrow and strife. Now as she happened to see this sad sight, to Simon she straightway flew like a sprite. Then locking his ears and wringing his nose, she beat him till tears run out at his hose. At every blow she to Simon did say, "Remember the goslings the kite stole away." Now seeing what life he was like to lead, he unto the chamber did hasten with speed, to seize on the bottle I mentioned before, which he thought was poison behind the door, and vowed he would drink it to finish his life, rather than live with so cruel a wife. He opened the window that stood to the south, and setting the bottle of sack to his mouth, said he, "I this poison drink with all my heart." And at the first draught he drank down a quart, then setting the bottle once more to his snout, he never left swigging till it was all out. Then he felt down like one bereft of life. "I'm poisoned," says he, "by the means of my wife. I now feel it flowing in every vein. The strength is so great it tickles my brain, my stomach, my belly, nay, every part. And though I am poisoned, I feel no great smart." His wife by the window did happen to walk, and hearing Simon how he did talk, in search of her bottle she up the stairs did run, to see in the chamber what Simon had done. He lay by the bottle as if of life bereft, but never a drop of sack had he left. "I'm poisoned," said he, "by the means of my wife. Let me be at quiet, now I've lost my life. Caught so, if you're poisoned, then I will contrive a medicine straightway to fetch you alive." A powder she presently blew up his nose, then like one frantic he straightway arose. Downstairs he did run in the open street. All people were frightened that Simon did meet. His wife ran after through thick and thin, and with a cudgel belabored his skin. The weight of her cudgel made Simon to roar. At length a kind neighbor led him in a door. They sent for his wife, who came without fail. Their peace was made over a jug of good ale. Now Simon was freed from all care and dread. The neighbors in merriment got them to bed. That night, no doubt, he pleased his wife, for now he leads a happy life.